It's about 65 miles as the crow flies from Nazareth to Bethlehem. That doesn't include up and down and all around to get to Bethlehem. So it took them quite a while to get there. Could it be that the trip is what actually made her go into labor? Well, what's an inn? What's an inn? There we go. If you just want to look at 2:7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Well, we really, again, don't know what an inn is. The inn may refer to a place where caravanners and pilgrims could spend the night, a guest room in a house, or to the sleeping area in a single-room Palestinian home. Some believe what happened here is that it was a tradition that families would come together in the eldest person's home. Especially, remember, since Caesar had ordered that everyone be registered in their hometown. Remember that? So, the home was packed. And there was literally no place for Mary and Joseph. And I can hear some of you saying, now wait a minute, Eric. This woman was hugely pregnant, and no family member is going to give up their place in this home to let Mary and Joseph be there. Well, something you need to remember is Mary and Joseph were most likely outcasts. Remember, she was pregnant, and they weren't married. In some of y'all's lifetime, if a girl got pregnant in school, all of a sudden she disappeared for a few months, didn't she? Yeah. Think what it was like 2,000 years ago when this happened. The family, it doesn't matter what pain you're going through. The family, you're booted. You're no longer a part of this family because you broke the marriage vow, which they hadn't taken yet. So that's something that we need to remember, this great blessing that Mary and Joseph had. Blessing, quote unquote. And yet they were probably outcasts. So anyway, what is a manger? What is a manger? Some Bibles translate manger as feeding trough. And that is exactly what it is. Now, in my lifetime, when I was farming, we had two different types of mangers or feeding troughs. One was kind of something we could move around and we would dump grain in. It was about a foot wide and, you know, anywhere from 5 to 15 feet long for like sheep. And for cattle, we had a hay barn that had a huge trough. It looked about like this aisle. And there was a space in the attic of the barn, and we would throw hay down into that trough. Okay? So it could have been either one of those situations. Most likely it was this sort of situation where they actually, Mary, Joseph, were actually in the feeding trough on the hay. And now, ladies, we need to think about something. Can you imagine what it would be like to birth a baby in a feeding trough? It is not a pretty sight, is it? If you just even think about it. So, ultimately, the size of the feeding trough would depend on the number of animals that would feed from it. So, well, what time of year was it? Anyone? Don't be afraid. Come on, speak up. Spring or fall? Okay. Christmas? Well, because of time, I'm not going to read it to you, but Luke 28 says that the shepherds were living in the fields. The shepherds were living in the fields. Well, Israel has about the same kind of weather as we do. All right? When you think about it. So whenever it's winter here, it's winter there. All right? It may not be as severe as we think of winter. I can't remember if they're a little bit south or it may even be more severe. I don't know. I don't know if they're a little bit north. But anyway, shepherds only lived in the fields in warmer weather. All right? So most likely it was in June or it could have been the fall, you know. But it was during the warmer season because the shepherds would not be living in the fields in wintertime. Well, folks, have I destroyed all of your ideas about Christmas? Just absolutely crushed them under the weight of my thumb? Huh? I hope not. You know, I want you to understand, I'm not a biblical literalist or a fundamentalist. But all we have, we need to keep in mind that the closest thing we have to what really happened on that night or those nights, however you want to look at it, is Scripture. And we also always need to keep that at the forefront of our minds and separate what culture has done to the season. What culture has done to this season.